been in possession of the coaching job for a lengthy period of time. I think it's since 2012. Has built the squad from a very talented environment to a high-performing environment and a team now that I believe can challenge the top three or four nations consistently. I think results earlier this year in New Zealand and at the T20 World Cup speak volumes of Hilton and Danae's leadership. And I think that through the review process, we realised that he is the right man for the job to take the team forward. And hopefully on to greater things and with that trophies at ICC World Cups in the future. I have expressed on a number of occasions how important the momentum Proteas are to Cricket South Africa and in particular moving forward. So from my perspective, it's a very proud day to announce Hilton again in that position for 3 years and to wish him and his management team all the best. Hilton will be announcing his management team as well. So, yes, that's all I have to say on the matter. KK, do you want to hand over to Hilton?
Yeah, thank you, Graham. Before we hand over to questions to the members of the media, Coach Hilton, congratulations. Can you just give us your thoughts before you announce your team management in terms of how you're feeling? And maybe give a glimpse to the members of the media in terms of the grilling process that you had to go through.
Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, KK. And once again, it's a great privilege for me to be re-elected in this position. It shows the confidence that the management has, Cricket South Africa, on the work that we've done. As Graham highlighted, it's now an opportunity that we have with a team that we feel that it has been coming and growing of age for us to be able to start challenging for those ICC silverware. So overall, it has been a tough couple of months for all of us. We have went through a very vigorous interview process and screening. So to be able to be sitting here at the end of the day, I feel very proud. And I'm looking forward to continue working with this talented bunch of cricketers and can just keep fighting and playing to reach higher heights as a team and make South Africa proud once again.
Coach Hilton, if you can maybe just give us the names of the management team that will be joining you for the next 3 years.
Currently, as far as the support staff is concerned, we have Sidibe Motlhaba, who will be team manager. Malewatse Teletsane will continue as the team physio. We welcome Zane Webster as our new fitness and conditioning coach. And then we have Dr. Tsogofatso Khaitsiwe as a doctor. And then post this, we will sit and discuss now and look at the gaps as far as the team is concerned, as far as skills. What is it that we're going to need as a team? And then we'll start looking into get the necessary skills to be able, as far as coaching is concerned, to make sure that we keep supporting the ladies to become the best that they can be in their talents in the world.
Thank you, Coach. Before I hand over to the members of the media, Graham, just if you can just give us an indication in terms of, you know, the process and how long it took you guys to get to where we are today.
Yeah, thanks, KK. I think it was a process that was in line or in the pipeline before I even got into position that the management team would be reviewed after the T20 World Cup. Decisions would be made going forward. So we followed that process. I think obviously everything's been made a little bit more challenging at this stage. The inability to get face to face with a lot of people, and you know that we had to do these over chat forums. But we were still able to have a lot of constructive discussions. I think there were a lot of really good presentations that were made, and I'm very comfortable that we've come to the right decisions in terms of the management group. I think it's something that we, you know, as I say, you know, we feel we've appointed the right people, but it's an ongoing thing that we need to grow them and keep enhancing the environment and challenging it. It's also how we keep pushing and pushing hard. And I guess we've got to invest in Hilton as well. He's done a lot of hard work behind the scenes in growing the momentum Proteas to where they are. And now there's an opportunity for him to take them even further.
Thank you, Graham. Zahir, you can take the first question.
This is just to you, and you, listening to you speak about the processes and how it's gone about coming to Hilton. Just in your position as well, have you learned a little bit more about the process of appointing a coach and just how it, of how it goes about in finding the right person?
I've learned a little bit more about HR and various other things that come with a corporate environment. So, you know, you tend to, in the past as a captain, you look at it purely from a, you know, the team's environment. And I think, you know, really Hilton's appointment is about that. I mean, now as an administrator or sitting in the position that I am, you've got to learn about the other aspects of corporate business. But, you know, the decision that needs to be made is on someone that can take the team forward, that can grow them to another level. You know, you look at holistically the whole management team and how they can add value, and that's still an ongoing process, as Hilton has said. But I think we've put together a really good management team led by Hilton and Sidibu. I'm very happy with the new appointment of the fitness trainer. I think that's an area that's going to be of huge focus, not only on the women's environment, but in South African cricket in general going forward. I've had to learn a little bit about HR and various other things, but on the cricket side, I always had strong beliefs and feelings of how an environment and learning about the environment more and more in the PDPs with the ladies, with chatting to Hilton and the team in the interview processes, to engaging, you know, you're consistently learning. And I guess my job is to try and enhance that environment, that they become, you know, a force, even bigger force in world cricket.
Just to follow up on that, Graham, how closely will you be working with Hilton and his management team in trying to get them, you know, to that next level?
Well, I mean, hopefully close enough without interfering. You know, I think that's important. You know, when you appoint people, you've got to empower them to do their job. But, you know, I've also got my own experiences, and, you know, we've got to offer as much to them as well. You know, so I will be communicating a lot and trying to understand, you know, Hilton's thoughts and you know, how we can beef up the environment, where him as a personality can grow, and various other aspects. But, you know, like I said, with the men's job, you know, when you appoint these guys, you know, then you've got to have your reviews and you've got to have your conversations, but you've also got to empower them to be successful at the job. I'm not going to micromanage Hilton. There's a few good people around, like Edward Causa, Vinnie Barnes, and various others in the system that need to play their roles as well. But ours is going to be a huge support base to Hilton more than anything.
Okay.
For those?
To either Graham or Hilton, the England Cricket Board announced yesterday that there's a talk of a tri-series involving the South African women. Could you tell us how far those plans have progressed, and also whether the women are currently in training, or what will need to be done in order to make sure that they go there fully ready for that series?
Yeah. Graham?
Thanks for those. We have been in discussions with the English Cricket Board. The tour is very much in the pipeline in September. We discussed with the management team and the ladies this morning, trying to take them through the return to play medical protocols, trying to get them to understand how cricket will look in England over that period, the quarantine periods that are required. And I think the important thing now going forward is to sit with Hilton, now that these appointments have been made, is to sit with Hilton and trying to understand, because the tour can become very long. So the ladies will be returning to training. They have been working on all fitness aspects through this period. But we must just decide as a management group, or Hilton and his team, and I'll work with him on, you know, what the right timing for a build-up is, you know, because we don't, you know, if there's 14 days quarantine either side of a tour and a long tour, it can become very taxing. So there is an element of trying to decide also how big your squads need to be now when they travel. So there's a lot of new learnings and new discussions that need to happen for those. So we started those discussions this morning, and we'll take them forward with the management over the next week. So we should have something more concrete for you.
Sorry, is it possible then that the women could return to play before the men? Because, you know, there's actually ongoing discussion now.
Can I go?
Just hold on, Shafiq.
Graham? For those, I would love to You know, I think if I gave you a definitive answer there, I might be found out to be lying to you, because discussions are happening consistently and they're changing every week, as I've said to you. You know, as new information comes about. Also, you know, I think it's important to highlight that this will be based on, you know, international travel as well. And even though we think that by September or end of August, we include the quarantine days, that we will be able to travel, you know, these are decisions that will need to be granted by government.
Shafiq, you can take it.
Hey, Graham, Saleh Akhadin was obviously the assistant coach previously. I didn't hear his name. Is he being redeployed, or what is he in line for the under-19 job perhaps?
No, Saleh applied for the job, but we haven't appointed the assistant coach as of yet. It's something that we wanted to sit down with Hilton, as Hilton said, to understand, you know, where he thinks areas can be beefed up. I'm not saying it won't be Saleh, but we wanted some time now post the appointment to sit down with Hilton and discuss the management team and see where he feels more value can be added, or if he's happy.
Thanks, Shafiq. Ken, hand over to you. Ken, you still there?
Thanks, KK. Congratulations, Hilton. Graham, if I could just ask you a couple of questions. First of all, you mentioned a sort of lengthy process that has gone into this appointment. So, how much were the players involved in that process? Just in terms of... What's that? Sorry? Okay. How much were the players involved in that process? And then just secondly, you mentioned the environment, creating an environment for the women's team. Obviously, a national team is only as good as the pipeline below it. How much work is going to go into the women's game at provincial franchise level, you know, maybe beefing up leagues, that sort of thing?
Well, certainly it is an area of focus, if I can start there, Ken. You know, I think there has been a lot more investment and focus on that by the pipeline. And it's something that we consistently need to look at, you know, in terms of the investment and the finances to really strengthen that area. And that is something that is being discussed at the moment. With regards to the ladies playing a role in the appointments, no players were involved in actually the appointment or the interview process. But I did have our PDP discussions with the contracted environment where, you know, we delved into the management team, their thoughts, you know, how they individually feel the team can be taken forward. So I did have one-on-one discussions with each member of the contracted list and a few others, you know, before we went into the interview process.
Thanks, Graham. Pila?
Thanks, KK. Firstly, congrats, Hilton. Just a question for Hilton himself. Were you confident about your reappointment, given the performances of the women's side, particularly at the T20 World Cup and the series of New Zealand prior to that, where you guys... went out and whitewashed them in New Zealand, and of course some of the season overall that the women's side have had this past one.
Thank you for that. I think as far for us for the season is concerned, we knew when we went to New Zealand it was going to be crucial, and the only way we could control it is to make sure that we get the desired results and not leave it too late to the later Australian series. And I mean, everybody worked out and the rest was history. And as far as you're asking, as post the World Cup, I think the focus was at the World Cup just to get ourselves in the final and see, try to win it and not worry about what happens post that. Because once we're done with the World Cup, when you speak about confidence, when advert is thrown out and everyone can apply, I mean, you can only do the best that you can because you're not in control of that environment, of what happens there. And who's get selected, and then the day for us was just to make sure that what we could control is to make sure that the results come, and then if you're not a successful candidate, whoever gets in can get it in a better place, and the team can just keep improving and moving forward.
Thank you, Coach. Firdaus?
This is to either Graham or Hilton. I don't know if either of you watched the build-up to the England-West Indies test this morning, but we saw some really moving and really interesting commentary from Michael Holding and Ebony Brent, I'm sorry, speaking about the Black Lives Matter movement and various instances of discrimination for both that both of them have experienced, but also ways in which they are hopeful that, that cricket will take up this move and things will change. So, you know, we had Lungi talk about it a bit earlier this week. Can both of you tell us, and Hilton, especially if the women return to play before the men, how will South African cricket be supporting the Black Lives Matter movement, and how crucial is this to us in our country to be taking a stand?
Graham, may I kindly ask you to take this one, if you don't mind, first, for Hilton?
Hi, Firdaus. I think we certainly are all very aware of what's going on around the world. And our role to play in it at Cricket South Africa. I think Lungi answered it really well when he said that, you know, we're all in our own little pockets at the moment. And I think it's important that in the future we all come together when we are together and really figure out how we can play our role in the Black Lives Matter movement, how we can be effective in doing that. My belief in these things is that it's important always to have buy-in and everyone invested in it as well. And I have no doubt that that will be the case. But I think the discussion on each team environment and as well as Cricket South Africa, how we handle it going forward is important. You know, we do have that the three-team cricket approaching on Mandela Day, where we are doing a lot for charity. And that'll be our first occasion with the Black Lives Matter movement. But I think as far as our iconic teams on both the women and the men's side, there certainly does need to be something done.
So, sorry, are you considering maybe wearing the Black Lives Matter logo for the three-team thing? Is that being discussed?
We're discussing various ways of handling it. You know, obviously the kit's gone to print already. So we need to figure out how we can be effective about it as well. Also authentic and spread the messages that are meaningful to us as South Africans as well, you know, and how that affects us on a daily basis.
Coach Hilton?
I think as far as the team is concerned, everyone at the moment is currently training individually. Once we get together as a team, I think it's something we'll sit down and discuss, and then we can see, get the directive as far as the way forward regarding that. That is definitely something that we take seriously as a country, and especially in a country that we live in, South Africa. So once we get together, it's something we'll discuss as a team.
Thank you, Coach. Sony?
Question for Graham. Besides Hilton and Salih, how many other candidates were there maybe in the final panel or however the process went, and how difficult a decision was it to make the final appointment? And a question to Hilton, you've been with the team for a while, where do you take them now? And is there maybe a bit of a fear that you might be complacent given that you have been with the team for a while?
Thank you. It was a process of obviously first, you know, putting the advert out and then collecting all the information and then everyone that put their name in and applied for the job. And once we worked through that, it was then about narrowing it down to, I guess, three at the time. We interviewed three people, Hilton being one of them. And then, you know, it really they were required to make presentations, to go through an interview process that had... Each environment had you know really key people from the board and people with expertise in certain aspects of the job that they were requiring, and yeah, so we ran fairly stringent interview processes, and then afterwards, you know, the deliberation happens and people, you know, debate on the way forward, and then you come to a decision. So as I said to you, I'm very comfortable with the appointment of Hilton. I think he's shown his worth to women's cricket, to Momentum Proteas. And I think he deserves the opportunity to take them forward. He's built the squad up. And now as Cricket South Africa, hopefully we can offer him even more support in progressing then.
Thanks, Graham. Apologies, Zahir. Yeah, you can take this one before Telford.
Just Hilton, congratulations. Obviously, as following what Graham said, you've done wonderful work with the Proteas women's side, World Cup semi-final, T20 World Cup semi-final. But just also following up on what Fridos spoke about, Black Lives Matter, and you're the most senior Black African coach in the system. Is that something that you proud of within South African cricket? And also, if you how do you offer fellow young Black African coaches opportunities? I mean, if I look at your support staff, it's very much like that. Is that something that you take cognizance of and is important to you, to providing others also with the opportunity as the most senior Black African coach in the system?
Zahir, as a coach, I didn't even know that I'm the most senior coach, and it's not something that you look at when you do your work. I mean, you get an opportunity, you try to do it to the best of ability. Yes, whereas young coaches that come in and ask, and when we try to, wherever you have an opportunity to include them, and to just share your experiences that you had as a coach and what you've learned and how you got thus far. I mean, there's a lot of young coaches that is always looking, I mean, irrespective of their background, where they come from. So at the end of the day, as an individual, you can't keep looking back at and looking at your environment and blaming. I mean, your opportunities are always there. You just need to make sure when you get an opportunity, how you present yourself. I mean, you have a spotless future, irrespective of the way you want to look at it. So it's what you make of it. So where there's an opportunity, you share ideas and you also learn every day as you go along. It's what some of these coaches don't understand, that no 2 days are alike in the environment that you work in. And for us, for me, where I am now is just to make sure that you keep helping where you can, encourage youngsters and young coaches that want to, that aspire one day to be to where you are and how you get there. And it's not an easy journey. It requires a lot of dedication and hard work, yep, including criticism.
Thank you, Coach. Before we move to Telford, Cloney, do you mind repeating your question to Hilton?
Good.
Yes, I was saying, where are you, Hilton? Hi, where are you going to take the team now? Given that you've been with them for a while, what's your mandate or plans or your targets?
As far as overall mandate, I mean, we're a winning nation. We are a country that loves winning. And when the results don't come, you know, difficult the country can get. I think for us, focus now is the 5 months away from a World Cup. We have to give it everything that you have. It's a World Cup that we've planned, and we've built a squad that we believe can go and win this World Cup. And on top of that is to make sure that while we're doing that and focusing on that is to sustain what the youngsters that we have, now to grow them as quickly as we can. That's why the appointment of our high-performance coach now, Tanisha, has come at the right time to make sure that we keep sustaining it, because there's going to be a lot of sharing of ideas and how we can help to move the system forward. With her now there, there's somebody that can keep an eye on the youngsters coming through, that is very good for us as a system, moving to be able to compete. Yes, we want to be in the top three, and so far we're making steady strides as far as the rankings are concerned. We're now ranked fifth in both competitions, which is good to see that we're moving in the right direction as far as that is concerned. And in this environment, Tony, you cannot become complacent, because it's changing every day. Look where we're sitting today. We're in an environment which is unknown, and now we're going to be looking to play cricket in this environment. So you can't become complacent. You just have to keep working extremely hard and keep improving and keep up with the times as a coach, because players have become very competitive in world cricket. Representing the country very well is also to make sure that the management that we put together going forward is going to be able to complement this one.
Telford?
Hilton, congratulations on the job. I was talking to Eddie Causa a couple of months ago, and he made it quite clear that the overarching priority is for South Africa to win the 2021 World Cup. Now, coming from an organisation where the only people who won a World Cup are the 2014 and the 19s, it's a big That's a big ambition. How does that make you feel? Is it a threat or is it a wonderful goal to strive towards? And if you don't win the World Cup, does that mean you're out of a job?
If we don't win the World Cup, I leave that to Graham to answer. But I think where I'm sitting now is the 2021 World Cup is fairly certain to say it's the one that we set ourselves to win. And so far, the building blocks have been very good, and we have one of the best, we've assembled one of the best ODI teams this kind of in a very long time. So as far as skills are concerned, with the amount of time that we have in preparing them, we are looking forward to that and to make sure that we can compete. I mean, when you look back in January, how the team performed against one of the best teams in this format also in the ODI, to be able to beat New Zealand, give them a whitewash on their home soil, it shows the character of the team. So the World Cup is back there again. So everyone is familiar now with the conditions. So we have a great opportunity as a team and as a country to be able to make sure we get ourselves in the final.
Ken?
Thanks. Hilton, just chatting to some of the senior players during this period when, you know, the whole application process was ongoing and that. Not to make it sound like a bad thing, but there seemed to be a bit of difference in opinion amongst the players as to whether women's cricket should be approached exactly the same as the men's, that, you know, they should play in the same way, or with approach to it. I'd love to hear your views on that as the coach. And then also, obviously, you've been behind a very successful team up to now. Is there anything different you're going to be doing in order to take them to that next level?
Ken, thank you for that question. Should they be treated differently as far as the game is concerned? I think at the end of the day, we're playing cricket and everything that has been working so far, the support that we've been getting. Like Graham said, there's going to be a lot more support given to the team. I think at the end of the day, over the years, it's one of those that has actually helped us. I mean, we've benefited a lot from the high-performance structure where they could provide us coaches and specialists when needed to be able to make sure we get these girls to where they need to be. And for us, the way we have been working now, we feel that the team has been moving in the right direction. And with 5 months to go, Ken, I think there's not a lot of that you want to change immediately. It's just to make sure that, everybody knows that's in the camp, that what is the goal for 2021, just to make sure that now it's going to start for us now with the appointment of the coaches and going forward to make sure that we can complement it. And our biggest goal is to win this World Cup, and we have to give it everything that we have. I think if you're asking about anything different we're going to do, not on the immediate, yes, in the long term, we need to look at how we can make sure now we shape this team going forward. And you've also mentioned the thing of the structure in your earlier question, how we can, because we also need to look into that to make that can be sustainable and the gap doesn't become so big.
Fidos, you can take the next question.
This one is for Graham. Graham, I just want to ask you whether you've got any clarity on ICC events, and you may not have, and in that case, what is that doing to your planning? Because obviously we've got these two World Cups, the men's T20 and the women's World Cup, and I guess how are you planning if you don't know what's happening? But then for your own planning purposes also, how far are you with appointing a national selector convener?
Correct, Fidos. It's not made life easy not having any clarity on these competitions or tournaments. We're hoping for some very soon. It has made it extremely difficult. Obviously, COVID has affected everything from a planning perspective. So I think, now that things are opening up and everything is falling into place, it allows us to do a little bit more planning and to commit to certain things internally, I guess. So we are in discussions on the men's side in the build-up to, we've got to be planning that the World Cup's going to be happening, even though there's a lot of doubt around it. We've got to be pushing forward that is the case until we hear differently. And I think in the build-up to that is trying to understand the members' tours, the tours that are in the pipeline, We're still trying to, you know, find clarity on the West Indies tour. You know, there's meant to be a Pakistan tour here in October. You know, so we are looking at options of camps and internal games and how we can build up to the things that are coming our way, and just be try and be prepared for, you know, situations that may arise on us at the last minute as well. So yeah, we're having as many discussions as we can. It would be really nice if the ICC could provide us with some direction going forward pretty soon. What was the other question for Dose? Sorry.
Just on the selection convener.
Yes, it is the one position that we still have to interview process that we've done. It's the one that is left. We are in the process of it, of handling it now.
All right, Pila, before we go to you, can I kindly ask...
Sorry, can I just ask, added into that, the under-19 coach? National under-19 coach?
We've run the full interview processes for everybody, Ken, and yeah, that's in the process of being handled. We've discussed the strategy going forward, considering as well that we don't know what the future tour program is going to look like. But we have run all those interviews and in the process of sorting the finer detail out.
Pila, if your question is for Graham, you can take it.
Yeah, just on that under 19 head coach position, Graham, was Lawrence Maatlane ever in the running? I see now that he's been appointed as Uganda head coach most recently. What was that process like with him? Was he ever in the running? Did he apply for that post?
He never reapplied for the job.
Sifunda?
Well, thank you so much, and congratulations to Hilton. And my question will be directed to Graham Smith. Just to go back to the appointment, how impressive were those points from Hilton? And if you can highlight some of those points that he did mention, please share with us. Some of the coaches did have presentations who wanted the job. And then secondly, on the assistant coach position, do you have like a couple of names in place already that you are hoping to bounce off Hilton? How will the process operate? Thank you.
Look, I'm not going to get into Hilton's presentation, but as I said a few times, it was a good one. I think he has a deep understanding of the women's environment and the women's game. And I think a deep understanding of where he would like to take this team. And it's our job as Cricket South Africa to support that, support elements where he needs help as well. We all know that no one's a perfect article and a finished article. So we need to support him as well. And I think it's a very good management team that we've put together to support him in that as well, to take some pressure off him. When it comes to the assistant coaches, these are areas that we're going to sit down now with Hilton and understand where, as I said, where he needs the support. Is it on the bowling side? Is it on the batting side? Is it on the fielding side? The mental side? I don't know. You know, these are areas that we need to sit down with him and Danae and be clear in terms of how we can add value to that environment further.
Thank you, Graham. Percy, you'll have the last one for Coach Hilton.
Thank you so much, Kiki. I'm baie geluk, Hilton. I sincerely hope you guys can hear me though, because I feel like my signal is really bad. Hilton, ek wil net jou vinnig vra, eerstens baie geluk. Hoe belangrik, ek herhaal vraag wat in Engels gevra was, hoe belangrik is vroue cricket vorentoe nou in die toekoms? Lyk my, as ek aflei van wat Graham Smith dan sê, is dat hulle beskou vroue cricket as baie belangrik vorentoe. Die ander vraag is, hoe hard is dit, hoe moeilik jou om om diepte te skep in die vrouwenspan sonder 'n professionele vrouwen liga in sit? Is dit makkelijk om gecontracteerde spelers te kies of nationale spelers te kies, of is dit moeilik omdat daar nie 'n nationale liga is nie? En moeilik my ander vraag, miskien 'n pleintjie vir jou as nou die nuwe afrigter weer, Ons het nog gesien bijvoorbeeld Laura gestel as die vrouwe cricketspeler van die jaar en ek kyk natuurlijk Shabnam Ismail. Wat beteken dit vir jou as 'n nasionale afvoerder as jy nog sulke potensiële sterre en selfs 'n jong speler soos Laura in jou groep het? My laaste vraag, jammer ek moet alles ingooi, my laaste vraag is net, samensprekings met Engeland, hoe belangrik gaan hierdie reeks vir jou as afvoerder wees en vir jou groepspelers wat jy mondelik en jou keerders gaan kies vir die toer na Engeland toe, as dit wel gaan plaasvind? Dankie.
Coach, did you hear that first one?
His line was a bit bad. Percy, om jou te sê, as jy vir my vraag, vroeger cricket was altijd belangrijk voor cricket Zuid-Afrika en allemaal. Het is net, als je gaat kijken, mensen moet baie geduldig wees met hoe je dingen doen en hoe je aanpakt. Ja, ons wil die beste wees in die wereld, dat wil nummer 1 wees in die wereld een dag. En als allemaal zo'n ambitie om zeker te maken, hulle werk hard om hulle self daar te krijgen. Maar dat gebeur nie oor nag nie. So met cricket Zuid-Afrika se help, het ons hard gewerk om, en die girls het hard gewerk om te wees waar hulle is. Ja, sonder 'n professionele liga is baie moeilik, want wat as ek vir jou 'n voorbeeld moet maak is as speler hulle kontrakte verloor op 'n hoë vlak, in protea vlak, vir hulle is dit baie moeilik, want daar is nie 'n liga waar hulle kan gaan, waar hulle professioneel kan speel, waar hulle betaal word om te speel, so dit maak dit baie moeilik. Dis hoekom die akademie en die high performance strukture vir ons so baie belangrik is. Nou dat daar iemand aangestel is, daar coach aangestel is, wat ons kan help om seker te maak, iemand kyk achter die spelers, want dis waar ons hulle voorberei om seker te maak, hulle is reg vir die volgende stapie, tensy hulle vir Suid-Afrika eendag speel. So, met alle respect is met eendag, en daar is baie sprake daaroor, rondom die professionele liga, om eendag vir ons seker te maak, as dit ons van ons wat in een professionele liga speel, op een franchise vlak, en dit gaan help om vir ons om seker te maak, ons kan seker maak hierdie span hou en wen en kry ons self gereeld in die top 3 van die wereld se bestes. Ja, met die laaste vraag, wat was the last question, Kiki? Om vir jou spelers soos Laura Wolfhard en dies wat gewen het met die Navio Cup verby is, is vir ons as afrigters en allemaal wat met hulle werk, ek meen, baie groot eer gaan na die oorle Kobus Rood, wat baie harde werk ingesit het vir Laura Wolfhard, om te sien hoe sy nou groot geword het, sy is net 21 jaar, en jy kan sien die ervaring wat sy het, en hoe sy groot word, en hoe sy begin speel, en dit, sy is besig om te blossom om sy cricket, en vir ons as een land, ons is baie bevoorreg om in so talent te werk, so vir ons om die pad vorentoe toe, dit lyk baie goed, en vir al as ek kan sien met die baie jong spelers wat nou in die groep is, wat deurkom en hulle nog hulle eie kan hou, teen die wereld se beste, so, waar ons fit is, span is om seker te maak, soos Graham gesê het, om seker te maak, ons kry die nodige ervaring rondom die span, om seker te maak, ons dryf hulle in die regte richting, en ons geef hulle die ondersteuning wat hulle nodig het, om teen die bestes kan kompeteer, op 'n gereelde basis.
Thank you, coach. Thank you, Graham. Percy, you
want to... Can I ask... Sorry, apologies, kyk. Jy het net die laaste gedeelte, ek moet gevra, ek weet, daar is nog 'n bietjie onsekerheid of die wereldbeker wel volgende jaar plaas gaan vind, maar hierdie samensprekings oor die mondtelike reeks in Engeland, hoe belangrik gaan hierdie reeks vir jou wees, vooral nou in die nieuwe omgeving wat ons dan speel, met jou huidige groep?
Dit gaan vir ons uiters belangrik wees, want dit kan daar jou enigste geleentheid wat jy kompeterende cricket kan speel, voor die wereldbeker toe gaan. So vir ons, was die beplanning rondom dit gaan uiters wees om seker te maak, allemaal kry geleentheid om te kan speel, en ons strek weer ons planne uit as 'n span om seker te maak om te kan hernie weer nasiening kan doen met wat ons gedoen het in Nieu-Seeland teen Nieu-Seeland in Nieu-Seeland, en bykie, wat kan ons verbeter as 'n span om vorentoe te gaan, so sodra ons as 'n span kan met mekaar kom en weer bykie sit om 'n tafel en gesels en die geleenthede maak wat daar is met die Microsoft en die Zoom en bietjie te chat oor die pad vorentoe, gaan baie belangrik wees, want vir ons gaan dit uiters belangrik wees hierdie toer wat nou kom, om seker te maak, ons het alles wat ons nodig en ons doen wat die beste wat ons kan, tot die van so waar ons nou sit in die werklikheid en die waarheid van die wereld, die weet nie wanneer die volgende geleentheid gaan kom, ons span om weer te kan speel.
So ek gaan dit met twee hande vat.
Thank you.
Baie dankie, Hilton. Baie dankie, Kiki.
Alright, you're welcome. Okay. Members of the media, thank you so much for your time. And Graham, as well as Coach Hilton, thank you again for your time and wish you both everything of the best in your three-year turn. Coach, members of the media, that's it for our press conference. And take care for this afternoon.
Thank you, KK.
Thanks, KK. Thanks, Hilton. Graham, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
Hilton. Thank you. Asking you.